السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also our sisters who listen over the receivers. Just to recap, that last week we were discussing Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Ali's confrontation with Shaitan. The Quran Sharif informs us that there's whisperings of Shaitan, and the hadiths of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inform us of the whisperings of Shaitan. So we as believers in Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we truly and sincerely believe that whatever has been mentioned is the truth, that there is the existence of Shaitan, and Allah Ta'ala has given him the power of whispering into hearts of man. As far as his power is concerned, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned that he has no real power over those who truly believe in Allah Ta'ala and those who have their trust and faith in Allah Ta'ala. In other words, we must not give Shaitan such kind of importance in our life that suddenly he has got great power over us and we cannot really do anything, that he is such an enemy that we cannot fight him. Allah Ta'ala says he has got no control over those who truly believe in Allah Ta'ala and those who trust in Allah Ta'ala. Nevertheless, as I said, we are just recapping what we had mentioned last week, that Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that great wali of Allah Ta'ala, he says that Shaitan does not even leave me. Every day he comes from all four directions and he tries to whisper, he tries to create mischief. He comes from the front and he talks about how long are you going to be concerned about displeasing Allah Ta'ala. I have explained that in some detail. So he says, when Shaitan says that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, why must you worry about his displeasure? Continue with his disobedience and then trust that he is Ghafoorur Rahim. So at that time I reply that yes, indeed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, but he is Ghafoorur Rahim for those who repent, for those who believe in Allah Ta'ala, and then they stay steadfast. That means they don't return to those sins. They make sincere tawbah from those sins. And they don't use this sifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala being Ghafoorur Rahim to continue in their indulgence. There is not a Muslim who uses the sifat of Allah Ta'ala being forgiving and merciful so that he may be disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. Na'uzu billah. I've explained this also to some extent. Then he says, he comes from my right and he says, how long are you going to tie yourself to halal and haram? How long are you going to remain tied to halal and haram? That this is halal, this is haram. To transact your business in a certain way is halal and to transact in a certain way is haram. Don't you have any concern for your children, for your grandchildren? How are you going to become rich if you are not going to steal, if you're not going to commit fraud, if you're not going to go to the casino, if you're not going to cheat and deceive? Because this is a world of cheat and deceit. So there has to be some crookery business. So how long are you going to stay tied to halal and haram? So he says, when Shaitan talks about how long are you going to be concerned about halal and haram, and why don't you worry about the future of your children that leave behind for them sufficient, and also for your great-grandchildren, then at that time I say, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has already destined that who is going to receive how much of sustenance. There's no creature on this earth that is whose sustenance has not been fixed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. No human being whose sustenance has not been fixed by Allah Ta'ala. Now it's left to him whether he earns it through halal or he brings it in through the haram. Then he says that how long are you going to remain away from the enjoyment and the pleasure that people are having in sinful activities? They are going to the cinemas, I'm explaining, going to the theaters, going to the discos, going to the rave clubs, and every kind of attraction, every kind of pleasure and entertainment that gives the nafs pleasure, whether it is haram or the person is unconcerned. So he says that how long are you going to just watch them indulging in that haram and stay away from it? Look at what you are depriving yourself of. Look at the fun and enjoyment and pleasure that you are staying away from. So at that time he say, I tell Shaitan, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. The person who restrained himself for the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for the fear of standing before Allah on the Day of Judgment and accounting for his sins and actions, he restrained himself. This khawf of akhirat azab, the khawf of the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, the khawf of azab-e jahannam. Now because of that, the person restrained himself. He put that noose, or he put that that leash around those evil desires of his, and he suppressed them. So Allah Ta'ala says, Jannat will be his abode, where there will be nothing but enjoyment, nothing but pleasure. Because these pleasures of the haram kind, they bring nothing but misery in the person's life. Wallah, I can tell you, I have dealt with, I think I can say thousands of cases by now. And so many of them have written of the misery that they have suffered in their lives after having indulged in certain sins and vices. Which person has really said at the end of the day that I really enjoyed my life and I'm so happy with whatever I have done? After those rave clubs, after those drugs, and after that zina, nothing but misery. Young girls want to commit suicide because their boyfriends have let them down, because they gave them or made so many promises to them that we will marry you, and at the end of the day the person was already involved with somebody else and married somebody else, and now this young girl wants to commit suicide. And it's not one, there are so many of them. Every day, without exaggeration, I'm sitting in the masjid and it's a Jumu'ah day. Every day, without exaggeration, if I don't get one or two letters of this kind, then my day doesn't go past. So what are we really going to get? So therefore he says, I tell the shaitan that you can say what you like, but I am restraining myself because Allah Ta'ala has promised that this person's abode will be Jannat, paradise. Now that is in the akhirat. Now always when we talk about the akhirat, we say that we do not know when that akhirat will come. But the moment the person dies, his qiyamah is already on. And the person has got absolutely no knowledge that when his qiyamah will begin. Man mata qamat qiyamatu. And in these days of hijackings and killings and murders and sudden deaths, which person can be satisfied that he has still got 50 years to go? So he says, that is why I restrain myself, because there's great promise of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So my young friends who get tempted, and not only young friends, even these days the old friends get tempted. People in the 60s and 70s cannot restrain themselves from zina. One leg is already in the grave, but they cannot restrain themselves from zina. And they say that this is our problem. And not one, sometimes they involve with many women in the 60s and 70s. Now what else are they waiting for? Then they say that Maulana sometimes becomes emotional. Nevertheless, so Shaitan comes and tempts. So he said, this is what I reply. Then the final attack of Shaitan is, he says, well, now you have done enough. When he sees he fails all round, then he says that now you have done enough. Plenty of namaz you made, plenty of zikr, tilawat, ibadat, service to mankind, and khidmat and everything you did, plentiful. Now it's enough. How long are you going to carry on in this lifestyle? Allah Ta'ala has accepted everything and there's no need for anything to do any further now. So he says at that time I say, and that is We had stopped at the third point, so this is the fourth one. He says, at that time I reply, wal aqibatu lil muttaqin. That it is for the muttaqin, those who have got God fear, those who have got God consciousness, those who have restrained themselves from haram, those who have obeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they have fulfilled His command. When He says do something, they did it. And when He said restrain yourself, they restrained themselves. But when? Until the end of life. Until the person hasn't departed from this world, he does not know what his akhirat is going to be. Until the very last breath, shaitan can still tempt that person. Even in the dying bed, the person can be tempted by shaitan. As a Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, now who can be a greater wali and saintly figure than him? But he says, if shaitan whispers, he says, some people came and they told to him, they said that alhamdulillah, you have attained a very, very high position. Allah Ta'ala has become pleased with you. What fear do you have anymore now? No fear at all now. Because you have done so much in your life. So much of piety in your life there is. So much of taqwa there is in your life. There's so much of zuhud in your life. There's so much of ilm in your life. There's so much of propagation of that ilm in your life. Now what fear do you have? So what was his reply? Each and every one of us should take this to heart. You may have heard this many times from me before, but let us renew and refresh in our imans. That his reply used to be, or the reply that he gave to them is this. He says, Abdul Qadir is like a passenger on a ship that is in mid-ocean, and that ship is being lashed by storms, torrential storms, torrential rain and fierce wind is lashing at that boat. And the passengers on that boat are in fear of drowning. The ship, there is concern that it could sink. So now those passengers will never ever find satisfaction in their hearts until that ship has reached the shore. Until then those passengers will never feel satisfied because the storm is still lashing. So they will have to wait until they reach the shore. And then they will feel a little safe. So he says, until I have not taken my iman and departed from this world, until then I do not feel satisfied. I do not feel complacent. They didn't trust their nafs, although they were at the highest level of taqwa and piety. And we trust our nafs so much that we make a few tasbih, a little bit of zikr, a little bit of tilawat, and a little bit of dini khidmat, and we are satisfied that now we are free from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. And then we land ourselves in hot water and deep water. So he says that this is the other reply that I give, the final reply. Hum aise rahe ya waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. People can give us whatever titles they like in this world. They can call us Mufti sahab, Qari sahab, Hafiz sahab, Haji sahab, Muballigh sahab, Mufassir sahab, Muhaddis sahab. So many different sahibs they can call us. Very, very charitable person, very generous person, very kind person, very large-hearted person, everything they can tell. But in what condition do we take our iman and go from this world? Everything depends on that. So this is a reality that shaitan is going to whisper into the hearts. Whether we like it or not, it is the truth. And he does whisper. But if you have to look at Surah Falaq and Nas, that in Surah Falaq, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, I seek refuge in the Rabb of the dawn. That's all. One sifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is mentioned, that He is Rabb of the dawn. And after that, the person is seeking protection from so many things. But the sifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is mentioned is only one. Birabbil falaq. And then he's asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection from min sharri ma khalaq. From the mischief of created things. Whatever Allah ta'ala has created, the mischief of that, he's saying, oh Allah ta'ala, protect me. And as we know that these two surahs were revealed when there was sahar or jadu that was done on Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then these 11 ayat were revealed. And as each ayat and verse was recited, each knot opened up. But now that is a different subject. So the sifat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned is only one, that he is Rabb of Falaq, crack of dawn, the dawn. And then from the mischief of created things, he's asking Allah ta'ala for protection. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. And from the mischief of the darkness when it overspreads. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And from the mischief of those women who blow on knots. That means those who do black magic and sorcery. And from the mischief of حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. From the hasid, from the person who is envious and jealous, when they become jealous, then after that they indulge in many, many evils. So you are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection from that. So the sifat that was mentioned, the attribute that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned was only one. And the protection that was sought was from so many different things. But if you have to look into all those things from which protection is being sought, they are mostly those things which are going to affect the person's body, or they're going to affect the person's health, the person's wealth, the person's property, the person's dignity and honor. Now these are the type of things that it will affect. So the person is asking for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for refuge and protection from all these things, but yet the sifat that has been mentioned is only one, Rabbil Falaq. But when we look at Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, now in Surah An-Nas, now there Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ say, أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. I seek protection in the Rabb of mankind. مَلِكِ النَّاسِ, the ruler, the king of mankind. إِلَهِ النَّاسِ, the God, the judge of mankind. Now three different sifats have been mentioned. And then what are you seeking protection from? مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. From the mischief of the whisperer when he whispers and withdraws. The shaitan's whispers, the person is asking for protection. And minal jinnati wan nas. And these shaitans can be from the human beings and they can be also from the jinnat. In other words, that this whispering, we must not just take it in the literal meaning, it also has got a wide meaning, that even human beings can be the whisperers. The radio stations, the television, the media, they can manipulate a person's ideas and thoughts and thinking and way of life. Everything can be influenced by what comes through there. Sometimes one shaitan in the form of a human being, one human being who is a shaitan in the true sense of the word, but his ideology, his ideas, it affects the whole of mankind. The person has such kind of influence. There's sometimes such seher and jadu in that person's speech that everybody is affected throughout the world. So now the person is asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from the whispering of shaitan. But look at the number of sifats that Allah Ta'ala is using, the number of attributes that Allah Ta'ala is using. Therefore, when it came to human beings, if they cause us any kind of problem, then the first thing we must do is try to be good, to be kind, and to win them over with good character, good akhlaq. Forgive, overlook, be gentle, be polite. Itfa billati hi ahsan. Ward it off with something that is better. After that, still if they do not stay away from that mischief of theirs, then the shariat goes on and on until it comes to even jihad you have to make. But when it came to shaitan, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't say that win shaitan over with good akhlaq and character. If a person has to fold both his hands before shaitan, that I'm very sorry, you are a wonderful friend of mine, and you have always been very kind to me, and take a few gifts from me also, then will that shaitan ever resist? So for shaitan, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told us one thing we must do, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Seek protection in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from shaitan, who is the cursed and rejected one. Because shaitan is a dog that has been rejected by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayh, in his commentary of Mishkat Sharif, which is Mirqat, he says that shaitan is a rejected dog. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rejected him. So now what is he doing? He is standing outside the door, not allowing people to come inside. That's his job. What does a dog do? The dog that is at the gate, its duty is to bark when somebody wants to come inside, then prevent them from coming inside. That is what the dog does. Now if a person starts barking back at the dog, that when the dog is barking, he says he starts barking louder than the dog, then will the dog stop barking? The person says that this is a very ferocious dog and he's got a very loud bark, so therefore let me bark louder than him. What must he do at that time? He must press the bell. When he's going to press the bell, then the master of the house, the master of the dog, he will give some code language to that dog, and the dog will fold its tail and get away from there. And the door and the gate will be opened and the master will say, come inside. This is that bell we have been told, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Press that bell at the door of our master, of our Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and say, Ya Allah, this dog is barking very, very loudly. It does not want me to come into your house. It's keeping me outside the masjid. Doesn't want me to come into namaz. It's taking me into those homes and those places and those institutions and those clubhouses and cinemas and theaters and rave clubs where your ghazab, your anger and your wrath descends. But it doesn't want me to enter into your house. It doesn't want me to come into your territory. It doesn't want me to develop taqwa, piety. It doesn't want me to restrain my gaze from haram. This dog is barking so loudly that it doesn't want me to restrain my hearing from haram. Doesn't want me to restrain my thoughts from haram. Even my fantasizing is all of haram and nothing else. Oh my beloved Allah, I cannot seem to restrain myself. But you are the master. You rejected this dog. Now he is barking outside your door. Ya Allah, remove him and let me enter into your territory. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will see also that this person, he is being tempted, but he does not want to go for those temptations. That is the bottom line, that the person must not fall for those temptations. So this whispering of shaitan will carry on, and as I said, there will be many human beings that will be whispering. And not only ideologies, but the people that take us to the cinemas and theaters and rave clubs and vice dens, our friends, who else are they? Every time that you talk or you counsel a person that is in drugs, at the end of the day, the person will say that I had given it up for some time, then again my friends, he will bring his friends again. So that is that minal jinnati wan nas, those shaitans who are human beings. So whenever a person who is in the garb of a human being, he has the body of a human being, he has the clothes of a human being. Not only that, he has sometimes the clothes of the pious upon himself. But if he is inviting us towards haram, towards sin, towards that which brings the displeasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then this person says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. From such kind of shaitans also, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection. Because that friend is only that person is a true friend who is concerned about our welfare, about our goodness, about our health, about our prosperity, about our progress in life. Then that person is a friend. But the person who is taking the person down the drain, is destroying and ruining his life in drugs and vices and evil, how can that person ever be a friend? Then he is that shaitan from whom we have been asked to seek protection in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The time has expired and we don't know when our time will expire. So it's not a question of when will we change. It's a question of the change has to take place now. Those who say that we intend to change, so we ask them three simple questions. When do you intend changing? Before death or after death? The person will say, no, before death. So you say, before death if you want to change, then when is that death going to come? When is it going to come? So the person says, I don't know. So if you don't know when it is going to come, then it means the time for change is right now. Yes, it will take a bit of time. The person won't become a wali overnight. But the thing is that take the first steps towards Allah Ta'ala. And this is the opportunity now to develop and fill our hearts with that noor of iman and with the noor of taqwa when there's so much of temptation, especially in this month of December. Put that little bit of pressure on the nafs and then see what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives in the form of sweetness of iman in that heart. May Allah ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq to make amal. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, hardships and problems of the entire ummah throughout the world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.